The opinions expressed on this program are those of the program hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of WSTU. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. It's time for Martin County Movers and Shakers. And now, here's your host.
Well, hello, everyone, and halfway through September, I'm telling you, life is good. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Big shout out to White Glove Moving and Storage. Local movers with big hearts. Also interstate agents with Beacons Vanline. So we can move your friends and your family, your relatives, your customers, both into and out of the state of Florida. And speaking of the state of Florida, I am proud to announce that White Glove Moving and Storage is in fact a state strategic partner with the Women's Council of Realtors Florida. And because it all started with my local affiliations with a number of networks up and down the Treasure and Gold Coast for Women's Council of Realtors, I believe in the group so much and the power of the relationships that are built and the charities that they seek out and that they help to support, that I said White Glove Moving and Storage wants to step it up, be even bigger as a strategic partner. And this year we are a silver strategic partner with the Women's Council of Realtors Florida. So with that in mind, I have two friends that I've made over the years thanks to Women's Council of Realtors Stuart Martin Network. And in the studio I have Nicole Muir of Rivercrest Insurance. Welcome, gorgeous.
Hello, welcome to you as well, gorgeous.
Pretty in pink this evening. And Mr. Bill Dean of In the Shade.
Well, good morning. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, we are ecstatic to share with our listeners the fact that the 13th annual Women's Council of Realtors purse auction is mere weeks away.
Yay.
Yeah.
It is.
This is a big deal. This is a great fundraiser locally. It helps to benefit an amazing organization. And I know for a number of the 13 years, Nicole Muir of Rivercrest Insurance served as the co-chair for the committee. Who is benefiting from a portion of the proceeds for this event that is set to take place on Thursday, October 10th?
Friends in Pink.
Henceforth, why all of the committee will be wearing pink that day, as are you presently.
Even I.
Even that's right. Bill Dean does a one heck of a job raising money in our 50-50. But yes, anyone that's a part of a sponsor or a committee member wears pink so that we can show support for this great cause. Can you tell us a little bit more about Friends in Pink, Nicole?
Yes, Friends in Pink is an organization that raises money for women and men who are suffering from breast cancer and are either underinsured or no insurance at all. And so they pay 100% of the costs for their medical care.
It's amazing. And we all know it's been powerful to see in this sellout room when they say who here knows of someone or has immediately been affected by cancer. And there's literally not a hand that doesn't go up. So to know that they're homegrown and that they support local families as a result of the burden, the financial burden that comes upon an individual and their family as a result of a cancer diagnosis, it's really powerful. And so it's a great way that, you know, if, gosh, you got to think October 10th, you're that much closer to the holidays. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a great gift, if you're looking for a way to just make yourself feel good, all warm and fuzzy, coming to the purse auction is a really fun way to do it because it is a community event. You do not have to be a realtor. You do not have to be in a business such as myself in moving and storage or in insurance or in window and fabric draperies. You don't have to service the real estate industry in order to be able to come and show some support.
That's right. There's many, many people every year that come from all sorts of different places that aren't even involved. And I can tell you that the energy and the event is tremendous.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's going to be held at the Stewart Yacht and Country Club. Again, this is Thursday, October 10th, 11 to 1:30 p.m. $30 will get you in. That includes lunch. That includes a featured drink. And let's talk about the theme, because we love when ladies come and have fun with the theme. There's just not enough times in our grown-up life where we can get a little gussed up and have some fun with it. And so, Nicole.
It is diamonds and pearls.
Oh, my goodness. Girls love diamonds and pearls.
So everybody wear your favorite diamonds and pearls and come out looking like Marilyn Monroe, Madonna, or even Rihanna, and have some fun with us. And buy some purses. Spend some money and buy some purses for a great cause.
And there's a variety of different purses, right? So you can buy raffle tickets and participate in the, like, Chinese auction of it, where you just drop your tickets in and then they pull a lucky winner. And some of them are new, some of them are gently used, and these purses all come in different assorted sizes. And then there's the live auction that transpires, and these are more signature type purses.
And that, the live auction, we have our very own auctioneer that comes out every year.
Drew Pittman.
Mm-hmm. And he's coming out once again, donating his time. And then we usually give him a donation for his son's group, because he has a debilitating blister disease. So it's for his son Anders donate for his cause as well.
And Life Beautifier will be donating the signature purse this year, so it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
They specialize in home staging, and they work really closely with a number of fabulous clients, and a number of those clients heard about the cause and stepped up with some donations of high-end purses that they had as well.
I heard they have a great lineup of purses.
I know.
Over 10 purses they've collected
it's
themselves.
It's amazing. Yes. That's really cool.
Yes.
So again, WCR Stewart is the website. You can log on, you can purchase your ticket, bring a friend. This is a great way to get involved, have a lot of fun. It's a lot of high energy. And Bill, because you do such a good job raising money in this 50-50 that goes to benefit Women's Council of Realtors Education Fund, as well as Friends in Pink, what is it that we got that jackpot up to last year?
I think we were somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,100
or $1,200. That's crazy.
That's
cool.
What we want to do. We want to remind everybody, please bring some cash out, because we're going to go ahead and start the 50-50 at $250. It's going to be seated with $250 to begin.
Compliments of In the Shade.
Compliments of In the Shade.
That was a big hit last year.
Well, oh, yeah.
Compliments of everybody that puts in work to this purse auction, and it's just a little part that we can help out with. And we'll have our big pink box there, and we'll be running around collecting the 50-50.
You can't miss it, ladies and gents. I mean, it's a massive pink box.
We might make it bigger. We might make it bigger this year.
Why not?
Hopefully we get up in the $1,200, maybe even $1,500 range. But we just want to remind everybody, because it is such a plastic society, to please remember to bring some cash so you can purchase and you can be involved in the 50-50 raffle. It's a lot of fun.
That's right. And just know, too, that when you go online to reserve your ticket, you can, in fact, opt to buy raffle tickets right from the website that would go to the Chinese auction portion of the purses.
Yes.
So that's something that if you do need to charge it to the company, to the business, what have you, great, you can get that side done.
Out of the way.
Out of the way.
Yes.
But bring cash for the day of, because you can get involved in 50-50 and really have some fun with things.
And Rivercrest Insurance is one of the two drop-off locations for purses.
Oh, okay,
anybody wants to donate. So we're at 729 Federal Highway. And then also Remax of Palm City is a drop-off location as
well. Those are good strategic locations throughout Martin County. So again, if you have any gently used purses, perhaps you can't attend on October 10th, but if you know that, or if you bought a purse that you thought was going to be fabulous and then you had second thoughts about and you never used and you want to just donate, just know that all of the funds raised from these purses will in fact go to benefit some great organizations here locally, and every purse helps to make a difference.
And along with the three of us as sponsors, There is also one more sponsor, First International Title, Chip Brinks.
Well, thank
is
you
also
to
one
Chip.
Of the event
yeah, thank
sponsors.
You, Chip. Power out to Chip.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So now let's delve in a little bit about your businesses, because obviously folks are a little familiar with Women's Council of Realtors and the fact that it's in the title, right? It's potentially a lot of women realtors, but men are allowed. And
absolutely.
And an organization like this really is supported by its sponsors, and they call us affectionately affiliates, mm-hmm. meaning that our businesses help to make their jobs as realtors easier and better for their buyers and sellers. So, Bill, lead in, if you would, within the shade, because you do a lot with our local association as well as with Women's Council, and you have a nice prominent location.
Yep. We're located in the Regency Plaza, 2460 Southeast Federal Highway, over by the movie theaters, West Marine, and that plaza there on the
I
corner
always see
of
the truck right next to the U.S.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah,
strategically
we
parked.
Yeah, strategically parked, that's right. Well, and the shade's been there 33 years. My wife's had it. It specializes in all sorts of window treatments, draperies, cornices. The newest thing, everybody loves the plantation shutters.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The newest trend in the window fashion market is the power. And the shades this year are about 45% of the shades that we're selling are power shades.
Really?
Yeah.
That's huge. What a big jump.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, huge jump. It's gone from about 15% 3 years ago, got up in the high 20s, high 30s last year, and now it's up to about 45%. And the thing with the power shades is we try to explain to people it's not really the remote control aspect, it's the automation aspect, where you can program the shades through your phone, iPad, whatever you want, and
wow,
they will operate when you want, how you want. So every window in your house will operate. You will get the sunlight, the daylight, the mood, the activity within your house every day, 24/7, 365 of what you want. And if you could only imagine, you're not going to go around and open 10, 15, 20 window treatments a day. But when you do, you know, opt for the power option with the hub that operates them, your house, it kind of changes the way you live.
Yeah.
They operate every day. So that's kind of the trending feature in the window treatment
and
industry.
So often, and, you know, I mean, here we are. We are entitled the Sunshine State for good reason. You know, too much direct sunlight can, in fact, raise your electricity bill. There's a number of factors that if someone sees the property and they say, I love it, but oh, it's just too much direct sunlight, I could see how a realtor would quickly want to say, well, my friend Bill Dean and his lovely lady can certainly help to provide you that additional shade. By the way, their company is In the Shade.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
So I see the tie-in. It's really very helpful.
Yes, it is. And I can tell you the Women's Council has been tremendous. We get numerous jobs a year. There was a job just yesterday. I mean, we haven't completed the job, but we got a referral down in the middle, lower part of Palm Beach that came through a real estate affiliate. So it's every week through the power of networking, through the power of the Women's Council, that we're touched in so many different ways. And it may not be a direct referral, but there is just a networking event that takes place that allows us to build these events like the purse auction. It allows us to build our businesses. It allows us to build our relationships. And the purse auction, going back to it, it's not only a great event, but it's also just a great social event. Like I said, there's tremendous energy there. It's a really fun time, a really upbeat time. If you've never been to an event with Drew Pittman,
you're missing out.
Yeah, working the mic, you're missing out. So it's a great time.
All right, and In the Shade, what's the website and phone number that if folks are looking to set up an appointment, they want you to be able to come out and see what they're working with? How do they reach you?
You can just Google In the Shade. It always helps to put Stewart, you know, anytime you're Googling something, put the local city.
Mm-hmm.
And the local phone number is 772-223-1212. That's 772-223-1212.
Wonderful. Bill Dean In the Shade. He'll be heading up our 50-50 October 10th at the purse auction. Now, Nicole, Rivercrest Insurance,
obviously has a huge hand in that those transactions when it comes to the world of real estate. We are a waterfront community. Mm-hmm. There are some things that result into a knowledge bank that you want in an insurance agent when dealing with properties that are directly on the water or close to the water. We just dodged a huge storm in Hurricane Dorian. What realms of insurance do you see your realtors and your homeowners really having the most questions in regards to, where you are able to be that concierge and assist them?
Right now, the biggest question is about bundling insurance.
Ooh.
Getting their, of course, their home, their auto, their umbrella, all of that under one package, which we are doing now. We are very fortunate. We've been in business for over 17, 18 years.
She started when she was 5, folks. Good news.
That's right.
It's in her blood.
I don't know that she even looks 22.
I know. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, keep it coming. Keep it coming. And we are, as I said, we're located right in Stuart. We're at the Royal Palm Financial Center. We are a family-owned and operated business. And we thank the real estate all the realtors and WCR, the Women's Council of Realtors in particular, for all of the referrals throughout the years and all of the wonderful relationships that we have built with them and all of the wonderful clients that we insure their homes and their boats and do life insurance for them. And it is a wonderful, wonderful community that we service.
Certainly.
And we are very, very happy to be a part of Women's Council of Realtors for all of these years.
And which is how many years?
Oh my gosh. I want to say around 2003.
I joined in Women's Council.
Women's Council of Realtors.
Wow. So happy 16-year anniversary.
That's right. A long time.
That's awesome. I know that, no kidding. I know, as White Glove Moving and Storage, I've been with the team 8 years now. And the first thing I did when I discovered Women's Council of Realtors was join in St. Lucie, join Stuart Martin, yes, join Jupiter Tequesta Hope Sound, and
I
the Palm Beaches.
I don't know how she does it, folks.
Yeah, I love to do it, honestly.
She's a butterfly.
That's right. I have 6 clones out there working the streets. No, I'm just kidding. But truly, when folks bundle, what type of savings are they looking at annually?
Oh, my gosh. It really just depends. I mean, you can throw out any dollar amount there, but it depends on the home. It depends on, you know, what amounts of insurance they're getting and coverage they're getting and everything. But bundling definitely saves them money.
And then is it then just a one bill? When you bundle, do you only have to pay one bill?
You would think that.
That would be brilliant. lady such as myself.
That would be the best. But you do get a few separate bills from the carriers for your if you have your home, umbrella, auto, for instance. They are still separate even though they're under the same carrier.
Okay. And again, all the more reason to set up a complimentary consultation, figure out what makes sense, and especially in light of the recent storms and the fact that we're having such an active season, mm-hmm, it might behoove you to look into this and know the protocol so that should something really come our way, God forbid, fingers crossed it doesn't, that we know what to do ahead of time, right?
Yes.
So how do they reach you?
Well, they can reach me and or my husband and partner, Jeff Meir. He is always there while I'm out doing fun things like this.
Right.
And our number is 772-463-3113. And we are always there to help and service and answer any questions you may have and help you with your insurance needs.
Absolutely. You know, and I would have never thought to bundle stuff. I mean, I would have just thought you have to do it all separate.
Nicole, quick question. When you're talking about the bundling, and I was going to ask this question, but you did touch on it real quick. You mentioned the umbrella policy. And are the umbrella policies trending up, or is it the percentage kind of staying the same? Because I think a lot of people out there probably don't have umbrella policies, and it's something that me and my wife have thought about a lot. And are you finding that bundled more, less, or the same in today's society?
I'm finding now, since there is all of that trend towards bundling, that people they're adding that right in. It's only more of an advantage for them to be able to do that. But so you call
your
us. We'll be more than happy to help you.
your average umbrella policy cost is in the range. I'm sure it varies, but
yeah. It does.
300 to 1,000 or?
You know what? That is a wonderful question. And Jeff handles more of the umbrella policies. Okay. So I can have him give you a call and help you out since you're in need and then take
And
it
what
from
exactly
there.
Is an umbrella policy? Is for a rainy day? I'm just asking.
It goes over top of all your policies to take care of what those don't take care of.
So you don't have to come out of pocket, per se.
Right. I mean, you still have a lot of your deductibles and such like that. But
more liability events, would you say?
Depends on what happens.
Right. There's factors. Yeah. And all the more reason to have this conversation with all the right paperwork in front of you.
That's right.
And speaking of paperwork, if you are, in fact, interested in reserving a space for October 10th purse auction, which is the 13th annual, I'm just trying to wrap that around my head. That is so phenomenal. We're coming up to, like, big years where we're going to have big themes. That's for certain. It's a simple online form that you can click to right from wcrmartin.org.
wcrmartin.org.
Just click right on there, just a few lines to fill out, and it's so easy. You're going to be so happy if you go ahead and, you know, and what do you get that person who already has everything? You get them a ticket to the Women's Council of Realtors purse auction, right?
That's right.
Well, we can let loose, have a little fun, feel good about giving back while having a good time. I mean, that's like my favorite way to do it.
Yeah, it's like
bring a friend, bring your parent.
Right? I've seen that
your
over
neighbor.
The years.
Yes.
In fact, the one year, the gentleman won a beautiful, like, pink checkered purse, and he went big.
All the purses are not pink, by the way.
They are not, but this one was in particular. He went big, and, you know, it was middle of October, and he saved it. He said, nobody posts this on Facebook. Nobody posts this on social media. This is my wife's big Christmas present, and so just know that that can be done. You know, you forward think.
Yes, and speaking of which, we also sometimes get some things that gentlemen like a little bit more, like fish and tackle boxes, golf bags, briefcases,
absolutely
things like that. Yep. So it makes it nice so they have an opportunity to win something themselves.
And as you're listening, if your business represents a brand or a company that does have that in stock and you're looking to get rid of some old stock and bring in some new, again, we would love for you to reach out to us. Nicole in particular is helping with the orchestration of all of the donations this year. Once again, Nicole, the best way for them to reach out to you if they have a donation.
They can stop right in our office. Again, that's 729 South Federal Highway, Suite 202. Come right on in anytime.
Rippercrest Insurance.
That's
well
right.
Done, building in the shade.
And also Remax of Palm City, I'm sorry, is a drop-off location as well, if that's more convenient.
Wonderful. Again, this is something that we would love for the community to get engaged with us. It benefits Friends in Pink. It benefits the Women's Council of Realtors Education Fund. In the studio here today, a fellow local strategic partner and sponsor, Bill Dean in the Shade. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to tell everybody out there that Anna does this whole show with like two notes in front of her and she never even looks at them. It's all ad lib, folks. She is
great.
A star in the
incredible
making.
You're too kind. And the one, the only, Nicole Muir, Rivercrest Insurance, a Women's Council of Realtors strategic partner since 2003. Thank you both for being in here.
Thank
Life
you.
Beautifier, thank you for your sponsorship and First International Title for the 13th annual October 10th Women's Council of Realtors purse auction. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, representing White Glove Moving and Storage. Until next week, folks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.